drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man. Detroit Kool-Aid, Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers. This is your host, Derek Oakery, right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid cast. You guys know what it is. Drink it in, man.
Cornbread, cornbread.
That's a full glass of Kool-Aid, double-sided cornbread. This is your bonus playoff week, home playoff game edition of the Detroit Kool-Aid cast. Going to talk about our football team. Going to talk about this other team from LA. Going to talk about the quarterbacks and so many other things. We're going to get into it. We're going to get you hyped and get you ready. And it's me and it's my co-host on the show, the guy that brings it every single week. He's been doing an amazing job and he's here to get after it. Talk about a home Lions playoff game against the LA Rams. Chops, choppy chop, you're there. I know you're ready. Let's do this.
Woo-wee! Friday bonus DKC show, people. Oakry, we do this for the people because it's the playoffs. It's the Lions. It's Ford Field. It's Sunday at 8 p.m. Woo! Hashtag choppy likey. What else can I say?
I think you hit it there, man. I'm ready to go. This is going to be a fun show. We're double dipping for, I mean, you know why we do it, right? For the people.
And the people consist of the millions.
So Choppy, I'm going to kick it back to you, man. Let's get into this. What you got?
Oh my God. Well, let me tell you something, brother. I got a lot of stuff to talk about today, brother. But listen, I think we got to start with a little bit of history. Let's talk about you and me sitting in your apartment watching a Conor McGregor fight on a Saturday night, flashing across the screen. Some quarterback from the Detroit Lions is on the move, getting traded to a team who has just absolutely been disrespecting their own quarterback and kicking him to the curb, showing the hashtag gosh golf train zero love by that bum coach McVay. Oh, what is this that rolls across the screen? The dude from Detroit moving to LA. Goff coming to Detroit with a first, with another first, with a third. We got all these picks. We're getting the better quarterback. And what more could I say but woo-wee! What are we going to turn those picks into, Oakry? I'm going to tell you what we turn those picks into. We turn those picks into Ife Melifonwu. We turn those picks into Jameson Williams. We turn them into Josh Pascal, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sammy Biscuits, and Broderick Martin. Woo-wee! An entire package for some bum QB from Detroit. Oh, baby!
Hashtag choppy liking.
Chops, I appreciate the history lesson. I really do. I appreciate that you nailed all that. I can ultimately appreciate that you are bringing that energy and you remember how this all went down. But I'm here to talk about the Lions this Sunday night, prime time, against the LA Rams, Matt Stafford and company. It's going down. It's big time. I want to get into this game, and there's so much to talk about. We don't have to do any previews and reviews. We don't have to do any other news and notes. This is really all we got to talk about. So, you know, if I'm going to talk about this game in any way or about any aspect, I'm going to start with this. I'm going to put this in the middle. I'm going to probably end with this. This starts with the crowd. This starts with the fan base. This starts with the city of Detroit. This starts with the loyal, diehard Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers.
Drink it in, man.
I think the crowd's going to impact this game. I think it's going to be mayhem before the game, regardless of weather, regardless of traffic, whatever's going on. I think it's going to be absolutely insane in the stadium, and that's going to make all the difference in this football game. So that's where I'm starting, man, as we get into this.
Alex Anzalone agrees, or Fabio, as we like to call him. He completely agrees with you. In fact, I think he came on an interview and said, "People of Detroit, this is what we need you to do. I need you to get loud when the Rams are huddling. Not when they break the huddle. No, 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 no. I need you to get loud, get rowdy, get nasty when they're in the huddle so we disrupt their plays. It's going to be an electric atmosphere. It's going to be like none other, something we've never seen at Ford Field, a home playoff game for our Detroit Lions. It's going to start with the tailgates. We're going to be in the Cass Ave lot. The DKC is going to be propped up. We'll get more into that later. It's going to be an amazing, amazing day in the city of Detroit. We deserve this. We've earned it. This team is ready for it, and it's just the beginning, Oakry. This is not the end. This is not the climax. This is exactly the beginning of what is to come with this team and this run we're about to go on.
This is the beginning, but it's also, you know, I think we were talking about this. I've been talking about this with other friends, family, buddies, people, whoever it may be, that this is the first home playoff game at Ford Field with all the circumstances, all the storylines. Like, it has everything you want, plus a little extra side sauce and some extra gravy. I mean, this is going to be incredible on so many levels. So you hit it all there with the hype. Chops, I want to come back to you with this, man. Talk about your boy Jared Goff. To me, you know, I've been talking about the other quarterback. You know, we've been having some fun and probably will with him throughout this episode. But I want to know about Jared Goff, man, because I had to even tweet it out. You know, I've kind of been a TBD, if you ask me, we'll see, I hope he plays well type gimmick here on the show. You've been the conductor of the Goff train. I finally come around, especially for this football game, that this isn't about Matty Staff. This isn't about the King. This isn't about a guy that used to be here. This is about the guy that's here now, the guy that won us 12 football games, the guy that won us a division and is now leading us into this playoff game. So I'm so excited for Jared Goff from a revenge perspective, the way he protects the football, the way he slices up defenses, how accurate he is. Like, let's put the spotlight on him and let's have him shine in this ball game, as you consistently have said he will do. And more often than not, he's done. So today, this is the game. This is a Jared Goff game. Let's go.
Oh, Oakry, I mean, that may be the most love I have seen you give the hashtag Goff train. Like, are you looking for a first class ticket on the hashtag Goff train? Because damn, that was a nice soliloquy, buddy. I love it. You guys, you're finally drinking the Kool-Aid, the Jared Goff Kool-Aid that I've been serving for 3 years, and I am here for it because, again, this guy was like booed out of his town. He was belittled, berated, begraded, like just treated like a piece of garbage and thrown out of LA. And he comes to Detroit and, like, I've welcomed him with open arms. I've reached my hand out. I've opened the door. I've said, "Goff, you are my guy. I am here for you. You can, you know, do you need a place to stay? Do you need someone to conduct your train? I will be here for you." And he has worked his butt off. He has taken on the identity of this city. He has become our quarterback. Hashtag JG16, hashtag Goff train. This guy is all grit, all Detroit. He has a, like he said in his interviews, he's got a chip on his shoulder, but that's not his focus. Okay. His focus is winning this town, this team, these people, the people a Super Bowl, okay? He wants to hang not a division title banner, check the box, not a NFC champion banner. He wants to hang a Super Bowl banner in Ford Field for this town, and this is the guy. After this run, Okri, mark my words, Jared Goff will be the best quarterback in Lions history.
Oh, baby.
Wow. 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 Wow.
That's kind of what I thought you'd say. I know you didn't think I would say what I said, but I said it, and I hope it happens on Sunday. So I'm pretty fired up for your quarterback, our quarterback, Detroit's quarterback, and we may get to the other guy at some point. But I want to keep this rolling, man. I want to just we'll talk about the game throughout. But you know, I've hit on the crowd, I've hit on the quarterback. To me, you know, the Lions offense is something special. We've seen that. I mean, you got guys, multiple guys with double-digit touchdowns. I think they set a record for most guys with over 700-plus yards, whatever it is. You know, they get humming. It's indoors. I feel like that's going to be a big thing for this game is how can this offense get rolling and you know, how often can they do so and put points on the board. But one thing too I have here just on my head and my notes is I want Dan freaking Campbell to be aggressive, man. This is not a time to go against what he's been doing. This isn't a time to play it at the books. This guy goes for it. This guy doesn't kick many field goals. Yes, I don't want him to be reckless, but I want him to be him. And I think, as I've said before, he's the ultimate alpha male, the ultimate leader. And I think if he can empower Ben Genius, and if he can just be Dan freaking Campbell, be aggressive, go for it, out scheme, out execute the other coach, that's going to make a huge difference on if we win or lose this football game. So those are a couple of things I had off the top of my head. What else you got just in general in the game, either on both sides of the football or whatever?
Yeah, great points by you, Okri. You know, I'll touch on the offense a little bit. Like, people, do you realize how elite our offense has been this year? Like, I don't think our people are really appreciating that right now we have a top five offense in points scored. We have a top three offense in yards per game. Like, every facet of our offense, from the receiving core to the running back core to the O-line to the quarterback, everything to the offensive coordinator, sorry, everything has culminated in this ridiculous, efficient, well-oiled machine that is our offense. We've got a line that can bully you around. We can run the ball when we want to. We can throw the ball when we want to, when we need to. Like, this offense is elite, as you like to say, and that's not as good as the way you say it, but look, that's my version. So the offense is clicking, it's humming, and again, Ben Johnson, Ben Genius is a big part of that. This is all coming together, and we can go toe-to-toe with anybody, and we can, like Dan Campbell said, you're going to hit us, and we're going to get back up, and we're going to throw a shot, and then we're going to punch back. And now this time, we're not just biting off kneecaps, like Dan Campbell said. Like, we're throwing punches and haymakers, too, because we can go toe-to-toe with any other offense in this league right now, and we can beat you. And we can outscore you. So that has been elite all year. And I will back you up 100%. Dan Campbell's mentality as the leader, as an alpha male, as aggressive, calculatedly aggressive, is what has got us here. And I don't expect that to change. I don't expect, well, it's the playoffs, so we're going to be a little bit. No, we are going to be exactly the way we have been all year. We're going to take risks. We may go for it on a fourth down where you think we shouldn't. We may go for a fake punt when we think we've got the play drawn up and the time and talent dictates. Like, so it's not going to be revisionist history. It's going to be what we've done all year long. And I fully expect to see that again in this game and in these playoffs. It's going to be fantastic, Okri. I'm so excited. I know we're over the top. I know we're happy. But, man, it's just going to be a great, great day at Ford Field on Sunday. It's going to be cold as hell, and I'm going to love it.
Chops, I waited for that whole well-executed rant when you took a breath. I thought you were done, And I played Dan Campbell, and you talked right over our guy. So we'll strike whatever you said from the record so I can play this.
We're going to bite a kneecap off. We're going to smile at you. We're going to take your other kneecap. We're going to smile at you. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. We're going to be the last one standing. All right? That's going to be the mentality.
That's going to be the mentality. This Sunday, next season, our next playoff game. I even heard Dan freaking Campbell in a live interview say, he said flat out, once we win this game, we're going to do this. Or after we win, I'm doing this next in the next game. Like, he is, there's so much confidence, so much moxie, so much bravado. So Chops, like, again, we could only be fair on the show. We're obviously going to serve up Kool-Aid and cornbread and go crazy for our team. But I do have to admit that I have a little issue maybe with our DBs. And the guy on the other side that might be throwing against those DBs. But I also love LA's DBs because they're not good either. So I think that's going to be a problem for both teams trying to cover people with these quarterbacks and with these offenses. You know, obviously we need to get after Matt Stafford. I've kind of got a guy in mind that might be able to do that.
Unleash Hutch.
He even has theme music. I see him coming off the edge and being unleashed, and Dan Campbell agrees.
Unleash Hutch. I'm ready to unleash Hutch.
I may even have a sign or two for Unleash Hutch at the tailgate or in the stadium or both, but I think we got to get after the quarterback. We have to find ways to cover. CJ, that's my GJ, is back. I need Cam Sutton the ball on Cooper Kupp. And Chops, have you heard me say it before on this show? I need turnovers. When you win the turnover battle, you win football games. That's been proven for the ages of time, and it's definitely appropriate for the Detroit Lions. So we need to get our hands on footballs. We need to create fumbles. We need to create sack strips when Hutch gets after people, and that's going to be a huge point in the ball game. So those are three other points I have, man. And like you said, we got to talk about tailgates. We got to talk about the other quarterback. We got to talk about all types of other things with this game. But get in, do your thing, give some more hilarity and gimmicks and bring it. And then we'll get our great sponsors in here for a commercial break.
Yeah, Okri, you know, just a couple of things. Like, so talking about defense, I know the focus is going to be on those, you know, those offensive explosive plays and players on both sides of the ball. When you're talking defense, the Lions and the Rams are both like neck and neck with points against, you know, yards against, you know, they're both middle of the pack. You want to talk about the turnover battle. The Lions were actually a net zero when it came to turnovers, which was a little bit shocking to me. But guess what? The Rams were -3 when it came to net turnovers. So again, we, you know, if we can win that turnover battle, you know, I think we're going to be in a good spot. I'm going to be very interested to see how we work this secondary. We got some bodies that are healthy. You know, CJ, that's my GJ, is back. You know, I did see a cryptic.
What about my boy, Brian Branch? I just had to get that in.
I know. I like it. I like it. Way to sneak in there and cut that in. But I agree. Yeah, he's going to ball out. You know, Cam Sutton, hopefully he's going to be able to help shut down Cooper Kupp a little bit, or at least contain Cooper and Puka Nacua from BYU, like you used to say during the draft.
I know you don't want to say the other quarterback's name, but like, Matt Stafford's been known to throw the ball to the other team. He's been known to fumble it. He's been known to turn it over, as you said multiple times when you wanted to run him out of town. So I think there might be a little bit of a funeral, maybe a little bit of the executioner number 2 on our team against number 9 on their team. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know I'd love to see it. You know I'd love to see those dogs, the ball hawks. You know, how about a little Kirby Joseph curb stomp interception? Man, love it. I'd love to see it. So that guy does the other guy does love to throw the ball to the wrong team, but in this case the wrong team is the right team because it's the Lions. So let's do it. I want to see it. I want to see turnovers. I would love to see, you know, let's get a little couple some you know, again, this blitz package that we've been running here the last couple weeks, where, you know, we're bringing in Iffy, we're bringing in Brian Branch, now I got, you know, we're gonna have James Houston back most likely. Like, I'm expecting to see some exotic blitzes, I'm excited for it. I think we're going to be, you know, Aaron Glenn is going to have a good game plan for that other guy on the other sideline to try to get in his face, make him make mistakes. And, you know, we've seen him make enough mistakes in Ford Field. Let that continue on Sunday.
Everybody, this is our bonus show. We can do whatever we want. I know many of you Kool-Aid drinkers got at me on Twitter. You can find me at Derek Oakley on X and said, bonus show. Let's do this. I'll be listening. Super pumped. So a lot of you have said, I'm going to try to get out to the tailgate. You know, it's going to be cold. Don't get me wrong. But our plan is to be out there doing our thing, having the time of our life. So everybody, we're going to like get our great sponsors in here. But we are going to come back and continue to talk about this game, the crowd, the tailgate plans, the other team, both good and bad. We're going to give you crazy predictions for this football game. We're going to try to get you all lathered up and excited for the Detroit Lions and the LA Rams, those dorks from the West Coast, and just ultimately get you fired up, because I still don't think people realize what a big moment this is in Detroit sports. What a big football game this is, both on paper, in the storyline perspective, and how crazy it's going to be in that building and on the football field come Sunday night. The only game on, the only game that anybody cares about. So, chop, chop. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're just going to let loose again on this ball game. And I'm here to tell the people that it's R.I.P., for Matthew Stafford this Sunday. I don't want to hear about people that love this guy. I don't want to hear about his homecoming. This is about golf. This is about the Lions. This is about our city, our football team. And we are coming for him this week. And we are trying to put him down, bury him. And we will get into all that here on the back half of the show, plus other types of hilarity. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Brand new Lions.
All right, everybody. This goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You could put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now. Detroit Kool-Aid, Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back. Thank you so much for listening to those sponsors. That really helps out the show. All you guys that give us those retweets, reposts on Twitter, on X, whatever you want to call it. That really helps out the show. If you check us out on Spotify, that's awesome. If you go check out Reality Sports Online, that's great. Go to all the different sponsors we have. That really helps out. Leave us a review or something. That's always awesome. We really don't ask for too much here on the show, but everybody that listens, everybody that drinks that Detroit Kool-Aid, hypes up our football team, talks about our Michigan Wolverines, asks me for fantasy football advice, and all the other bula bula and stuff in between is just incredible. So, Chops, as I normally say off the top of the show, we really can't mess around. We got so much more to get into, talk about this playoff football game, talk about the game. But before we get to that, man, again, this is usually where we do shout outs and whatnot. And like I said, a lot of you have been hitting me up on Twitter, on X, on the Kool-Aid hotline, 989-272-3484. I know some of you are like, man, I'm not going to call in the hotline. You don't have to call, but you can text directly to me. That's how The Rock used to say it, at least. You can send me a message right on there, just a quick text. You can leave a voicemail. Or, like I said, if you call, I may pick up. So, you got to hit that up as well. But everybody's been getting after me. Oh, here we go, playoffs. Where's the tailgate? What's going to be up? I'm going to swing through. So, Chops, we got to promote it, where we're going to be, what we're going to do. I got to tell the people about my signs, some food that we're working on, some gimmicks. I mean, let's get into that before we get back into this biggest ball game of our life at Ford Field.
Okri, it's going to be a heck of a pregame that we got going on the tailgate. We'll be at 2121 Cass Ave. It's a parking lot that's run by Olympia Entertainment. We will have the setup. We will have the truck rolling. We will have lots and lots of Kool-Aid. We'll have lots of gimmicks. Man, I might be handing out Kool-Aid shots. That'll be adult Kool-Aid or Kool-Aid or kid Kool-Aid. You know, the Kool-Aid is for everybody. So. we're going to do it up. Listen, I may have a station set up for the only number nine that we recognize in this town, Okri. There's only one number nine in this town, and that's hashtag GMO Fast, okay? So I may have a setup at the tailgate for anybody else who may have another number nine, like, walking by, that I can put some tape on their jersey. I can write JMO on it, and we can have a true number nine Lions jersey, the only one we recognize in this town. Okay, so we're going to have so much stuff going on. I know you're going to get into it. Woo-wee! Tell them more about it, Oak.
So Chop is going to do that service for the people. If you are wearing a number nine with the wrong name, he is saying he's going to tape your jersey. He's going to give you some Bula Bula for making that mistake and correct it for you. So that may be happening. Chops, to me, the most fun about the tailgates, and me and you have had quite a few, me and my other buddies, people. I mean, we've had so many fun stories, both with the Lions, going all the way back to my college days with the Pistons. Some great hockey games that I've been able to go to with the Red Wings. Just incredible stuff. My favorite part about the tailgate, man, is how we prepare all this crazy stuff. We bring way too much, but there's nothing better than just getting that good parking spot, putting that car in park, unloading, setting up the tables, taping the signs out to the front so people can walk by and get a little chuckle, standing at the table, handing out Kool-Aid packets, giving them the Detroit Kool-Aid cast burst that they can drink, putting things on the grill, hollering at people at the top of our lungs like we would never do at our normal life. There's just so many funny things that happen. So I got some crazy signs cooked up, man. I've got a Unleash Hutch. That was the live version, if you couldn't tell.
Unleash Hutch.
That was the drop. I love how that's becoming a gimmick in its own gimmick, is live drop versus audio drop. But that's going to be a sign. But what's really going to be the two signs, if I can pull them off, is Stone Cold Dan Campbell. Stone Cold in his vest with his chain, no shirt, and then a Dan Campbell face I'm working on, as well as a Stone Cold giving The Rock a stunner. But on Stone Cold head, I'm thinking we got to have number 97 for the Detroit Lions. And then getting the stunner instead of The Rock is Matty Stafford, the other number nine, former number nine, but not the one that matters. I do have a pre-made, the only number nine that matters, with the JMO jersey in the middle. Gosh, who knows what else I'm working on, Choppy? I got other things up my sleeve as well, but I think people need to come by for the signs, the gimmicks, the yelling, the laughs, the food, everything we got going. And like you say, whoever comes, whoever doesn't, we're going to have a heck of a time chilling at the tailgate, bro.
Yeah, Okri, look, I mean, we're going to have music, we're going to have signs, we're going to have gimmicks. I may have been known to run up to random opposing fans and hand them blue packets of Honolulu Kool-Aid and scream at them, "Tastes like victory." You remember that from the Baltimore game? You know, "We don't want none of that purple drink. Here's some blue Honolulu blue Kool-Aid. Like, tastes like victory." I mean, you know, we just have a good time with it. It's all in good fun. You know, because look, that's the fun that leads up to the business that's going to happen in Ford Field at 8 o'clock. Okay. We're going to be out there. We're going to be grilling. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have music. We're going to have gimmicks. We're going to have signs. We're going to have Kool-Aid. We're going to have all the things that the people are going to need. You know who they are, Oakley, the people.
Oh, there's no good question. I think there's millions and millions of Kool-Aid drinkers.
And the people consist of the millions.
And Chop, speaking of the people, my favorite thing is when you see people in the wrong jersey and you run over to them and say, "Boo this man." That's a classic too for you.
Yes, that's another classic choppy chop go to. You know, I really like to get to the business when there's somebody, you know, when like the Lions are playing, you know, I don't know, like the Sea Chickens, and somebody shows up in like a Vikings jersey. Then I really just if you come through a lot or you come anywhere near the Detroit Kool-Aid tailgate party and you are wearing a jersey for a team not in this game, like, of course, if you're wearing an LA Rams jersey, I'm going to give you the business. But if you are wearing like a Philadelphia Eagles jersey, you better be prepared to get heckled like only Choppy can do. And yes, there's some great go-to mimic gimmicks. You know, love to run around the stadium and yell "boo this man" and get the whole crowd amped up and riled up. I believe we were, I don't even remember which game it was, but I had like an entire corridor screaming "boo" at this this poor gentleman who was wearing the opposing quarterback jersey. It was great. So there's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of hype. People, you think I'm loud and obnoxious on the podcast? You wait to see me at the tailgate, okay? It gets ridiculous. So we've been known to whoop it up a little bit here and there, maybe in Indy, maybe in Detroit. It doesn't matter where the Lions are at. This team travels. It's going to be great. But this Sunday, 8 o'clock, Ford Field. It's in Detroit, people. The first playoff game at Ford Field. It's going to be amazing. Come for the tailgate early. 2021 Cass Ave, the parking lot there. The Detroit Kool-Aid cast will be representing, and we will be hyping the people, drinking it in, serving Kool-Aid, serving cornbread, and getting ready for a Dubski.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Brother.
Like, this is my thing. I think I yelled at a few of my friends, because if this is the game, or if this is the tailgate when you're like, "Well, I don't know, it's going to be kind of cold. Maybe I'll be there at 4:30. Or if you're sitting there going, "Should I go to the tailgate? Should I come through the Kool-Aid cast? Should I make plans? Or should we just sort of figure it out later or skip it? Or, yeah, I know this is a big ball game, but, you know, I'm gonna just chill at the house. Or I'm going to, like, show up late and hope there's not any traffic." This is not the week to do any of that. This is the time you show up way earlier than you normally would. You go crazier. You make sure, instead of telling us you're going to come to the tailgate, you actually show up. You enjoy and have fun. So, you know, that's my advice to everybody, is whatever your plans are, try to ramp them up extra, because this is once in a lifetime, or like Chop said, this is the beginning. But there's never going to be a first game at Ford Field other than this one. I doubt we're going to play the King Matt Stafford and his band of biscuits any other time than this Sunday when the sun goes down in Ford Field with the rowdiest crowd in all of sports. It's going to be something else. So, Chops, as far as that goes, I mean, again, we hit on basically all the tailgate stuff, but we are going to try to come through on a good majority of that, because we are ready to go. Even with our crazy life of busyness, we are ramped up, ready to go for this one. So I say we get back to some back and forth about the ball game, which you see as good things to watch out for. I know you're also Mr. you know, analytics, Mr. Vegas, Mr. Odds. So I'm sure you probably have spreads and over-unders, or, you know, things to hashtag what Choppy said before this game for people. But let's just get back into it, man. So I'll throw it to you where you want to take it.
Yeah, Okri, that's a great transition into kind of where I'd like to go. You know I love stats. You know I love to deliver the stats to the people. You know I like the hashtag chops lock of the week. You know, all that good stuff. So, hey, let's just kick it off right now, okay? So, look, as it stands right now, the Lions are a three-point favorite. That seems a little low to me, but they're a three-point favorite. The over-under set at 51.5 points. That is the highest over under set for all the matchups. So you're going to see some offensive fireworks like our pod in the 4th of July. You're going to see a lot of fireworks here in this game. A lot of offense, a lot of offense, a lot of offense. Okay. Right now on a multiple predictor matchup predictors, I'm seeing the Lions bouncing anywhere between a 55 to a 57% probability for a W at Ford Field this Sunday. Oh, it's going to be so good, people. And look, I'm not going to just poo-poo on the Rams from L.A., okay? They're 7-1 in their last 8 games. Since the bye week, they've kind of gotten their stuff together. Their only loss was to Baltimore in overtime. So they've been playing some good ball. They were dead to rights. And then, they turned it around after the bye, and they've kind of gone on a little run here. However, that run is about to end on Sunday in Ford Field, in Detroit, in our house, in our stadium, by the brand new Lions. People, these are the Lions that have beat the Chiefs in primetime, who have beat Green Bay in primetime, who have beat Vegas in primetime, who have beat Denver in primetime, and who have beat Dallas. Yes, we won the game in Dallas in primetime. Get ready to add LA to that list, people. In prime time, another W for your brand new Lions.
Appreciate that, Ric Flair. Chops, again, man, you've been bringing it. Great stuff by you. As far as some other things that are on my mind, like you say, I know that the Rams are playing good ball. I said we were going to get into the other team's quarterback, so we might as well do that. I've been teasing it for 2 shows now. But to me, the Rams have been winning ball games. We all know that Matt Stafford can make every throw on the football field. We know he's a pretty smart individual when it comes to playing the quarterback position. He's got a lot of, pelts on the wall. He's done a lot of things. He's been in a lot of situations, so... I think you kind of hit on it, man, that, I feel like from a football perspective, what's that?
I was just throwing a couple of because I think we have a drop that's a soliloquy to that dude.
Yeah, that's right. I think
that guy sounds super smart.
Well, ended there where it says it starts with me. That's what like the media, the fan base, a lot of people think it starts with this guy. It doesn't. As I said earlier, it starts with JG16. It starts with our offense. It starts with ballers on the outside like CJ, that's my GJ, Kerbo, my boy, Brian Branch on the back end. You want to talk about guys that are coming into their own? What about my boy Revord playing linebacker wearing number 46? What do you know, Choppy, about guys like Hutch, Pascal, Big Mac, a.k.a. Honey Bun, a.k.a. Twinkle Toast, a.k.a. Buttercup, a.k.a. Big Mac, a.k.a. Whatever else. He should just be nicknamed a.k.a. because that's what it is. And I didn't even mention another guy on our offense, Chops, but the people want it, so I'll give it to him because he's a, wait for it. Multi-dimensional, positionless, elite weapon, Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, is it about time for him to take it to the house and score a big-time touchdown in the playoff game? I think so. Chops, you mentioned a guy named J-Mo Fast earlier. You don't think it's time for him to take the top off the defense? You don't think he's got a couple dances ready for when he gets to the end zone? You don't think this could be the 100-yard, 6-catch, buck 20 game for our number nine, the only number nine that matters, I mean, there is so much to get into with this football game. So if you can't tell, I'm a little fired up. And I think there's fireworks, as you said, all over the football field. You said it earlier, I couldn't get to the drop, but we do have one. There's fireworks everywhere, offense, defense, special teams, all over the football field. And I think you're going to see fireworks come Sunday when we are in the building going crazy watching our Lions get this dubski, as you said. Let's go.
Yeah, Okri, listen, if we're talking about fireworks, I mean, look, you know, how could you possibly forget to mention my boy, Amon Ra, who's about ready to go off again? This guy is just he's the yak king this year. Most yards after catch. The dude's a baller. He's a beast. 10 tugs, 1,500 yards, Pro Bowl snub. Like, you got that guy. And then again, look, you know, the guy that I know you hate when I call him this, but like, I know we've got some issues with Khalif Raymond Khalif, however you like to say it, being injured. But I think that Dope Jones is ready to go. Donovan Peoples Jones, DPJ, as you like to call him, he's ready to go too. And then again, the Serpent of Death, JG16's go-to guy from his days back when he was with his former team, they are ready to go off too. Like, he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's another castaway out of LA that came to Detroit, and he loves this city, and he loves his quarterback as much as I do. Maybe as much as I do, maybe not. But still, he loves his quarterback. Like, these guys are ready to go. And again, how can we get off, talk about the offense and not even talk about my boy, D-Money? You knew I was coming with that. And again, I'm going to kick it back to you with this nickname, Sammy Biscuits. Yes, I know he has not practiced yet, but he is probable to play in this game. This offense is elite. It's ready to go. It's ready to explode. It's going to go off on Sunday night at Ford Field.
All right, Chops. Like, normally what I have to do is when you go on an awesome rant and you do a whole bunch of gimmicks, of course I have to circle back to them. So let's see if I can get through this. First of all, you mentioned the guy that does all the good things, that has the fun name on that we have on this show, and now he has Honolulu blue hair. You guys know who he is. Exactly. And you also made a mistake. You said that Sammy Biscuits hasn't practiced. Yeah, he did. Right before we started recording this pod, he's running routes. He said he was doing blocking. He says he has a brace on. He says it feels pretty good. He's optimistic to play. I think that one is good to go, and that's your boy's safety blanket. But you mentioned the other guy that's a go-to guy for your boy, JG16, even if he's throwing wobbly spirals to him, and that's Jay Ray. I gotta say right now, Josh Reynolds, if you guys haven't seen it, you need to go on the old YouTube and pull up the player, you know, little media sessions that they have. Josh Reynolds was so incredible, like, so much swag, so cool, so confident. Like, he had no worries at all about how Goff was going to play. He had nothing for the Rams when people were trying to ask him about his time there. He's just talking about how he's a Detroit man, and he's ready to go. He was ultimately swagged out. He was funny to listen to. He was ultra locked in confidence. So I think you're right. I mean, even if Biscuits and people are might be down or not used as much, I mean, I could see Jay Ray making more plays. I can see Gibby getting going. I mean, I think you kind of mispronounced it, but I mean, D-Mo hasn't had a big game in a while. Like, how many more weapons can we have? The other thing I want to say to you is, you've said my word a few times. If you're going to say the word, you might as well just kick it to me so I can do it. And it goes a little something like this. Elite! That's how you do it. I mean, just next time you're going to go to it, just let me do it, because I think I bring a certain something to it that you just don't have. Stick to your other gimmicks. But other than that, Choppy, you brought it. Our team has crazy offensive weapons. We got DAWGs on defense. I don't see why we can't get after them in this football game. And I think it's about that time, Chops, unless you got some other incredible nuggets and notes you got. I think we got to get to score predictions. I think we need at least a few minutes to end the show with even more hype, more Kool-Aid, more cornbread. I mean, let's get into it, buddy. Let's finish this show strong.
Okri, I don't know how to sum this up any other way than what CJ, that's my GJ, said today. They didn't bring me in to make no effing playoffs, okay? Expletive, expletive. I bleeped it out for you, okay? It's not about making the playoffs, people. It's about winning in the playoffs. He, quote, they brought me in to win a Super Bowl, okay? So this is the beginning, and it starts on this Sunday, Okri. This is the Sunday where it ends. This is the Sunday where it begins and it ends, if that makes any sense to you, because it is the end of the LA Rams time. It is the beginning for the brand new Lions. This is the Sunday where we absolutely bury that other number 9. What is your score prediction for this Sunday, Okri?
Chop, you've been avoiding it. You've been ducking around. I've been playing this drop consistently now for 2 shows. Chops, it's all right. I think you need to go on a Matt Stafford rant. Say his name and say how we are going to bury him. We are going to do that. I want to give you at least a minute or two to get that out. Then send it back to me because I have a burial take for him as well. And then we'll end this so strong like we always do. So go ahead, Choppy. Get after the quarterback.
People, okay, you're right. You've been teasing it for 2 weeks. The gong has been going. I have not said his name. Oh, the only way that I'm willing to say his name right now is because we are going to put it on his tombstone. John Matthew Stafford, RIP. Your time in Detroit is done. It is over. We don't care about you. We don't care about your number. You are the enemy, and we bury you in Ford Field this Sunday as the Lions take on and win a home playoff game in Detroit, in Ford Field. Rest in peace.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate the loss of our former quarterback. This was never the Detroit Matt Staffords. This is the Detroit Lions, now led by Jared Goff. So for anybody out there that wants to speak about the former player, the opposing quarterback, this Sunday evening will be the final burial. We will crush him in the pocket. He will not be able to hear himself think. The crowd will show him no love. There will be no tribute videos of any sort. We are going to put up points. We are going to turn him over. We are going to make this a miserable homecoming for this guy because it's not your homecoming. This is the Detroit Lions home playoff game. That's exactly what it is. So get your shovels out. Get the dirt going. It's time to bury not only our former quarterback, all this love, all this whatever. You can have a love fest some other day. This is a funeral. This is a burial. This is a celebration of life for the Lions, the brand new Lions. So, everybody, I'm telling you to bring it. Support our team. Have the time of your life. Go crazy before the game. Get in the game early. Get after it, have some fun signs, get all lubed up, do whatever you do, be in your seat ready to go because this is going to be absolutely incredible from top to bottom. Chops, when I look at this game, even though it's a funeral for RIP Matt Stafford, it's a celebration for our team top to bottom, especially our head coach and everybody in the organization. I have this as a crazy shootout, Chops. And you've heard me give some scores this year, this, that, and the other. As much as we're going to bury their quarterback, they're going to score 41 points in our barn. But that's okay, because this is going to be like that game that you always talk about. Pat Mahomes and JG. This is going to be back and forth. This is going to be something that everybody watching at home is never going to forget. Because the Lions are going to drop 5-1. We're going to go 50. This is going to be a back and forth shootout. 51-41. Lions in a shootout. points everywhere. People can't believe what they're seeing. Turnovers left and right. Crowd going crazy. Ups and downs. Left and right. Nobody knows what's happening until late in the football game when our team is up 10. Matt Stafford's buried. And like you said, Chops, we put the tombstone out with the year he started here and the date of this ball game, which is January 14th. Probably after midnight, might be the 15th. When that's done, SOL's done, any of this boola boola about our football team is done, because the Detroit Lions will have their first home playoff game win in our lifetime. Let's go.
Woo! Hashtag choppy. Likey, did you just drop a 92 burger, 51 to 41? Score prediction for this game, Okri? I love it.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Stone Cold. That is phenomenal. Even you have been drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit. I think you've been hitting that Kool-Aid a little hard there, buddy, to put up a 92 in, burger. Man. But listen, I like it. I love it. I love it. Okay. I'll give my score prediction. Yes, yes. Drop the gimmicks. Drop the sounds. Drop the Kool-Aid. Drop the cornbread. Woo! Do it all. Okri, I don't even know how I'm supposed to follow that up. You just dropped a 92 on us. Look, I'm telling you, I love it. You got the 41. I'm agreeing with your 41, but I think our Lions are going to get the 41. And I think the Rams are going to get 35. And we are going to win this game 41 to 35. And I'm telling you this, it's going to be a 6-point game. And there's going to be a point in the fourth quarter where the man whose name I just said, John Matthew Stafford, has the ball with time left and has an opportunity to drive the field to win the game. And he's going to do what he did in four field for our Lions multiple times. He's going to blow the game. The opportunity is too big for him. As Eminem says, you only got one shot, and he fails. And we will win. The defense will step up, and we will go home, stay home victorious. Moving on to the next round. The brand new Lions are in. R.I.P. Matthew Stafford. Bury him in the ground. Raise the banner and let's go, Lions. Woo-wee!
Chop, chop. We brought it on this bonus playoff show. I think we got everybody hyped up. We gave some crazy takes, some predictions, some Kool-Aid, some cornbread. So I'm going to end the pod like I normally do, but then I'm really going to end it. As you guys know, that our loyal listeners, you never know what you might hear at the end of the show. We're going to end it first with the burial that I spoke of, and then we're going to celebrate. So everybody, that's what we got. We're all set. We're ready to go. We'll see you Sunday at Ford Field. Drink it in, everybody. Double-sided cornbread. And we'll catch you next time right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Take care, everybody. We're out.
In peace.
Drink it in, man.
Celebrate good times, come on. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
There's a celebrate good times, come on.
Oh, baby.
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Cornbread, cornbread.
I don't hate him! I don't!
Celebrate good times, come on!
I put him down!
Giant.
Drink it in, man.
Had enough of that.
It's a celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Ooh, hoo, hoo. Woo! Unleash Hutch. Celebrate. Rodrigo.
Drink it in, man.